The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, I don't want to waste 1 minute today. I cannot keep up with what's coming out of Israel, I got to tell you. Every time I look, it's a different headline.
Isn't it crazy? I tell you, pour yourself a quarantini, people. You're going to need it for this broadcast because it has been a crazy news day following the very, very shock resignation of Yuli Edelstein as the Speaker of the Knesset yesterday. There was a lot of movement to and fro, a ruling from the Supreme Court telling him that he had to hold a vote for the next Speaker of Knesset. Edelstein refused to do that and instead handed in his resignation, to a lot of criticism from many who have said that, you know, this is somebody who's ended a very illustrious political career in this way, and it's quite sad. Many criticizing him for taking a stab at the Supreme Court. He himself saying that his conscience, as far as protecting Israel's democracy, wouldn't allow him to do it. But the big news is what has happened in the last hour. Mm-hmm. So there have been talks about forming a unity government, and this is as per Israel's Channel 12 and other Israeli correspondents for the Knesset that are on site. So where we go are as follows. We are moving towards some kind of agreement which would see Benny Gantz be voted in today as the Speaker of the Knesset for a brief time, and then he will be the foreign minister. He will be Israel's foreign minister until September next year, where he will become Israel's prime minister. So if anybody's getting a crash course on how to become ministerial, it will be Benny Gantz. And a reminder that the Speaker of the Knesset position is the third most important position in the country, following that of the prime minister and the president. Chili Topper of what we are now calling Chosen Yisrael, and this is a result of the blue and white splitting. In the last hour, the blue and white have split. Moshe Ya'alon has taken, yes, I told you're going to need a quarantini.
No, I mean,
Moshe Ya'alon, but it's amicable. It's all amicable. And Yair Lapid have split the blue and white. Well, essentially they have achieved what they set out to achieve. But Moshe Yalon's Telem party and Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party filing formally to separate. So there will now be Moshe Yalon with Telem, Yair Lapid with Yesh Atid, and Benny Gantz will go back to Chosen Yisrael, which means Israeli resilience. And I tell you, you need a lot of resilience these days in Israel. But they have achieved what they set out to achieve, which is give Prime Minister Netanyahu a run for his money. So Chili Topel of the Chosen Yisrael will be the Justice Minister. This is a very significant portfolio. And Gabi Ashkenazi, the former Ramatkal, will be the Defense Minister. So just to recap, Benny Gantz looks likely to be the next Speaker of the Knesset for a short time, until such time he takes on the portfolio of Foreign Minister. He will then swap as a rotation system with Prime Minister Netanyahu to be the Prime Minister next year, September. And Gabi Ashkenazi will be the defense minister. This is what we know coming in so far, and the blue and white have split. The majority of the right wing voted for Benny Gantz to be a speaker. A lot of support coming in for him, and a lot of people saying that Benny Gantz has shown exactly why he got so much support. He's shown a lot of integrity for the way that he's been prepared to take a step back out of gunning for the prime ministership immediately. He has taken a step back to allow Prime Minister Netanyahu to go forward with this as we stand. This has resulted in a lot of hits from Meretz. One of their Chaver Knesset said to him, you know, how can you do that? You're allowing a man that's facing possible indictment to carry on as Prime Minister. How could you do this? You have disappointed many. But as we have seen, Israel does not want to go to a fourth election. We have, as does the rest of the world, a massive crisis facing down COVID-19. I know you guys are going into your lockdown in a couple of hours. We're in lockdown at the moment, and we really, I can't say it enough when I say we are all in this together. We are with each other no matter where we are in the world. And right now, Israel needs a unity government. We need that very, very, very important committee on how we proceed with COVID-19 to be formed. And we need to, as the rest of the world does, we need to face down this tremendous, tremendous threat that we are facing. So that is what is happening in the Knesset and also, yeah.
Why did this not happen two elections ago?
Well, a lot of conjecture now, of course. I think the COVID-19 crisis has pushed this forward. We can't deny that it's played a part. But a lot of people are saying, are blaming essentially Yair Lapid. They're saying, you know, this has shown that Yair Lapid was possibly the main obstacle in the other election cycles. The others said that it was Avigdor Lieberman. But here, I think everybody's realized that if there's going to be a great leveler and how we move forward with Israel, politically speaking, we need to pull together. We cannot have this. But what is very interesting is that Benny Gantz has always enjoyed a reputation as a man of incredible integrity. Yeah. And what is very interesting now is to see the partisan politics falling away and the people who have been his political rivals in the last year or so now coming up to him and saying, Bahatzlacha, Mazal Tov, and showing their support for him. We've got a Chaver Knesset from the far right, Yamina Party, who Rabbi Rafi Peretz, who has said, good luck, my friend. He has said that, there is no better man to take up that very important portfolio for the time being until there's a new one elected of Speaker of the Knesset. So that is where we are standing there. But let's look at what is happening with Israel's war against COVID-19. So as many of you know, as of 5 o'clock yesterday, there are tougher restrictions imposed on Israelis. We are basically allowed to and from our houses, not more than 100 meters, unless, of course, you're in the car, and unless you are going somewhere for absolute emergency purposes. And Prime Minister Netanyahu last night and President Rivlin imploring Israelis to listen, and the Prime Minister saying that the government's not above imposing absolute lockdown if we can't contain the spread. And the statistics today are 2,666 confirmed cases in Israel. 41 of them are serious. 66 people have recovered. But more heartbreakingly, we have lost 8 people. 8 people who are in the very, very vulnerable age group of above 65. So please, everybody, please stay home. This is a time where we have to protect the most vulnerable amongst us. Some statistics coming in from the West Bank, 77 active cases. And just as an aside, Israel and the Palestinian Authority have been working very, very well, very closely to combat this. And earlier today, Defense Minister Naftali Bennett complimenting the Palestinian Authority for the way that they are handling this crisis. So 77 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the West Bank. One person has sadly passed away and 17 have recovered, and the statistics in Gaza are now up to 9. And of course, a big concern for Gaza. Nobody wants those stats to grow. A lot of controversy earlier in the week when Hamas turned away, testing kits turned away, aid that was coming in from Israel. But Israel's health ministry have said these next 2 weeks for Israel in our country's war against COVID-19 are absolutely critical. With Pesach approaching, with Ramadan approaching, with Easter approaching, there's a propensity for people to gather in groups, and we cannot have people getting sick and this is the time we have to flatten the curve. So that is where we are standing with COVID-19.
Interesting news coming out of the Jerusalem Post 2 days ago saying that the PA lambasting Israel for closing mosques and lambasting Hamas for keeping them open. Interesting to hear you say that relations are getting better.
Well, when I'm talking about relation, I'm talking about the cooperation with the people on the ground, and there's an incredible picture of a Muslim man and a Jewish man both praying next to their Magen David Adom ambulance. But this is a time where we will get political opportunists, and this was a case of one of them. We have had to close major religious sites to big crowds. The Kotel Plaza is still open, but under very, 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 very strict control. We cannot have crowds gathering. We cannot have crowds gathering up at the Al-Aqsa. This is for everybody's own good. And, you know, it's just sad that you will get political opportunists at a time like this.
Can you do LL rescue missions in a minute?
In a minute, I can tell you our magnificent LL, who will be ceasing international flights tonight, have flown for the first time that they have had a presence in each of these countries, Peru, Australia, and Colombia, to bring home stranded Israelis, because that's our ethos in Israel. We leave nobody behind. LL performing magnificently, bringing stranded people home. And with the last remaining few seconds, I'm going to wish you all Shabbat Shalom. And guys, just stay healthy, and God bless all of you.